Yes, it certainly does, and I would have to agree we are in very unprecedented times. But I think, you know, along with the Coast Guard there, we've been saying to people on this bank holiday to basically stay home, stay back and stay safe. I know there's a great temptation if the weather's good to get out and, you know, take your bit of exercise or whatever on the seaside. But unfortunately, I think that's still not the case, that we, you know, that it's safe to do. And we would be advising people to basically hold line. We've come a long way with us so far, and I think it's worthwhile spending the extra time at it.
Do you feel that even though the majority of people will abide by the measures in place, there could be a small element who will go to the seaside this weekend?
I would say it's quite possible, but, you know, as I say, the advice is hold on, hold the line for now, and we'll all be the better for it. But there's no doubt that, you know, people may well take the chance. And, of course, that's where, you know, the fact that we haven't been at the coast and people haven't been on the water, because this is sort of, this would be early in the kind of recreational water season, although people would have normally started. But, you know, it's even more sort of dangerous at this stage because people are unused to it and craft, etc., are unused to it. And this is where people can get into difficulty. And, of course, the Coast Guard and ourselves are there, and we're all remain operational to look after anybody who gets into difficulty on the water. But once again, that now puts more pressure on people who are trying to maintain the regulations, even though, you know, if somebody gets into difficulty, we're operational and we will go and look after them.